It may seem at this moment in history that we are living through that obedience is only about wearing masks and physical distancing. But there is something much more important that today's scriptures tell us. Obedience to the law of love is light itself. Disobedience to that law is darkness. We begin with the obedience of Mary and Joseph. We already know how each of them has made Christmas the defining event of God's entry into history. How they say yes to participating in God's plan to bring the Savior into the world. Today we see further how this obedience changes the world. We witness Mary offering the sacrifice after giving birth. Two turtle doves are the sacrifice required of the poor. This reminds us of the lowly born state into which Jesus is born. It's a poor family, but they do what is required under the law of a poor family. Then we see how Mary and Joseph fulfill the law completely. They bring their child to the temple to dedicate him as holy to the Lord. And of course, this has great significance because Jesus is the Holy One of God. Their obedience matches the reality of who Jesus is, thus fulfilling what the angel had said to her about him. Your child will be called holy. In John's Gospel and in his letters, this obedience is taken to a profound new level. The test, as it were, for knowing Jesus is keeping the commandments. Is it a new commandment? Well, in one way it is not, because, as you know, Jesus summed up the entire Old Testament with the two great commandments: love God with your whole heart and love your neighbor as yourself. But John indicates that it is also a new commandment, a new law, because now it is the very mark of the Christian. It identifies him or her as belonging to Christ. Keeping God's commandments is the way to know God. This kind of knowing is very intimate. It is a deep and personal relationship. The commandment to love, which John hammers at tirelessly, amounts to imitating Christ, to living as he did. In the temple, Mary and Joseph meet Simeon. The Holy Spirit leads Simeon to them and to the Holy Child. Simeon has been waiting for the consolation of Israel, it says. Now, the Greek word for this consolation is paraklesis, from which comes paraclete, which is the Holy Spirit, the consoler. Isaiah's prophecies throughout Advent have been about the one who brings the consolation of the Spirit after bad news, which there's a lot of as well. Could we use a dose of that consolation right now? I think so. And our Christmas celebration tells us that he has given it. Simeon recognizes that God has kept his promise of this consolation, which John describes as a light to the nations, which darkness cannot extinguish. The light of Christ shines in the darkness. The Messiah will complete the mission that has been left unfulfilled to this point, which is to be a light or a blessing to all the nations. And you and I, brothers and sisters, are the members of those nations. But Simeon also declares to Mary and Joseph that the Messiah in their arms will divide every person in Israel and on earth. Those who reject him will stand condemned because they have rejected love itself. And those who embrace him will be blessed. The implication in John's writing is that one does not accidentally end up in disobedience. It is a deliberate move towards the darkness. This is the theme of humanity from the beginning. Walking in the light is the same as loving one's brother or sister. Hatred of brother or sister is what happens when we allow ourselves to be deceived by the devil, who opposes God and hates the truth. We see this right from the beginning. God asks Adam, "Did you disobey? Did you eat the fruit I told you not to eat?" Adam's answer indicates that he has given in to self-deception, the lie. The woman you gave me the fruit, and I ate it. God asks Eve, what is it that you have done? She answers, the serpent tricked me. God asks Cain, where is your brother? And Cain answers, am I my brother's keeper? And Genesis, the book of Genesis, ends with 10 brothers selling into slavery the one brother who annoyed them with his dreams of superiority. What happened to him? Jacob asks after his son. Well, animals killed and ate him. So John is speaking of human hatred, human disobedience, human self-deception, human lies, and walking in the self-created darkness away from the light. Do not hate brother or sister, and especially another believer. This is darkness and blindness. To hate another believer is really like hating Christ himself. Finally, Simeon also has a prophecy for Mary particularly. The Messiah will suffer for love, for the light. And that sword of suffering will pierce her own heart. The Christmas story tells us that Mary gave birth to Jesus and laid him in a manger and covered him in swaddling clothes because there was no room for them at the inn. Saint Pope John Paul II explains that this is the first of the sorrows that Mary would experience as a mother. There was no room for the Savior of the world. Does this look familiar today? In so many places in our society, there is still no room for Jesus, even though we need him so desperately. The self-sacrificing love of Christians for one another, based on Jesus' love for us, was a novelty which caused the Gentiles to exclaim then, "See how these Christians love one another." Thus the hymn, "They will know we are Christians by our love." Failure to love removes one from the light of Christ. The world is going to need us to love one another. If we claim the name Christ, then we need to show the world how to walk in his way, which is love. God is saying now, not just to Joseph and to Mary, but to all of us, no matter the circumstances that we have to deal with, I have already given you the mission to become saints, to walk with Jesus and your brothers and sisters in the light, in love. And we are only asked to be obedient to the task that is already in front of us. The grace is there to live that life already as well as we can in the light.